There's a buzzword in manufacturing we keep hearing over and over.
Reshoring.
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 It's a concept that first surfaced about 4 years ago, while we were still deep in the grip of the Great Recession. The idea that instead of work continually disappearing overseas, some of it might actually start to come back the other way. Bonnie Del Conte runs Constep, a non-profit that helps manufacturers in the Nutmeg State to compete globally.
For a number of years, people would start to send their business to be produced overseas looking for quality. The delivery would be quicker, faster, on time because of efficiencies that maybe they could do for the cost of labor. And it's not necessarily so.
And here's just one example from Dave Kelly, the general manager at NPI Medical in Ansonia.
This is one of those pieces of equipment that provide a competitive advantage, right? This is a fully automatic, it's cutting electrodes, and it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
NPI makes custom molds for the medical devices industry. Kelly has been in the precision manufacturing business for decades.
Back 20 years ago, the savings were astronomical, more like 60% to have a tool built and developed in Asia.
NPI works on contract, molding parts for other companies that design medical devices, and is often asked by its clients to price manufacturing in Asia.
People were still drawn, and still are to this day, to Asian tooling, and there's a lot of really very good shops there. But there are also a lot of companies that are really poor.
And that variation in quality, he says, is driving a new trend as parts for medical use get more complex and more exacting.
If you have a critical design, you don't want to send it overseas.
Kelly cites a client company that went through a redesign of one of its medical tools and decided to try to save a bit of money in the process.
And we lost the business because they took the whole package and went to Asia and managed it themselves. We didn't hear from them for about a year and a half, and then we got an email and a couple of phone calls and said, you know, we have a major issue. We can't assemble our product. We're not getting good parts. We've already made a visit there. It cost us $13,000, and we can't afford to go there again. Will you help us?
Kelly says in practical terms, as productivity and technology has improved here and wages have risen there, the economic gap between Asia and Connecticut has narrowed dramatically. Marco Annunziata agrees that things are changing in emerging markets.
It's natural that over time they achieve higher levels of income, wage levels increase, and therefore erode the initial advantage that they had.
Annunziata works for a much bigger company. He's the chief economist at General Electric. He says that wage dynamic, along with skyrocketing transportation costs, means the world is flatter now and different issues come into play.
The challenge, the competition, isn't really on wages. It's on really the skills and the ability to perform more complex tasks.
GE has reshored the manufacture of its appliances with a $1 billion investment in Kentucky. Since 2009, the company has announced plans to create 13,000 industrial jobs in the U.S., but Annunziata says industry watchers should realize that's not the company's primary focus.
When we look at our job creation efforts, we really look at it from a global perspective. And the efforts we are involved in are really aimed at creating jobs globally across the world, rather than moving jobs from one country to another.
In other words, the jobs will go where it makes most sense to put them. Peter Joya, chief economist for the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, says that means this state shouldn't hope for a major jobs boom from reshoring.
The benefits of it are probably going to go to places that are more lower cost places within the U.S. than Connecticut.
And for some products, that work might have to stay in Asia for now.
This is a sink grid. So in your sink, this would go in the bottom of the sink to protect from things falling on the bottom and scratching it.
Mary Fitzgerald owns Acme Wire Products in Mystic. She says there's a story behind this particular sink grid.
This is a project that we were asked to quote on at the end of 2013. It's for a customer that we've supplied previously. However, over the past few years, they've gone overseas and they've set up an overseas supply chain. And we were contacted by a buyer at this company with the intent that they wanted to bring back some of this manufacturing to the United States.
Acme made a prototype and priced out the project, only to see the client keep the work in Asia, because despite the desire to reshore, the cost differential was still just too great. Fitzgerald says she is getting more frequent requests to quote for reshoring jobs, but her feeling is that work will remain hard to win.
We are more successful, or we see more initiatives for new projects rather than previously tooled or previously produced projects for coming back to the United States.
New jobs, ones that have never been offshore but are now being quoted here, are known as newshoring or onshoring.
Actually, there was a project that we just started up within the last month where the customer was comparing our proposal to one that they had in Asia. Our tooling cost was a bit higher, but our lead time was shorter, and that was what swung the opportunity to us. The time to market is actually becoming more critical.
Time to market, more precise engineering, the security of intellectual property, and greater automation are all reasons that reshoring, or at the very least newshoring, is becoming a reality in Connecticut manufacturing. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.